Grace and peace be to you, God, from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we have been charging through the book of Galatians as best as our weekly readings will allow us. And you'll remember that Paul is writing to a church that is under attack from some people on the outside, telling them to basically go back to being something more Jewish, really, to being people who confine themselves, constrain themselves, find life under the law. But Paul tells them that this is not what a Christian is. A Christian finds life under Christ and is freed from the law. And so Paul has been going on about this, kind of railing against the law in many ways and saying you are free in Christ. Now he transitions a little bit to tell the people what it means or what it looks like to live as a Christian. And this is that famous passage where we get the fruit of the Spirit. But before we get to that, we have to acknowledge a problem which Paul acknowledges. And that is that there is a battle going on within each and every one of us, a battle that goes on between the flesh and the Spirit. I'm sorry to do this to you, but it reminds me of a scene from Star Wars. So just bear with me a little bit. It will make sense to you all. But in the most recent Star Wars movie, there is a character named Kylo Ren. And he exhibits this battle between flesh and spirit really well. Kylo has fallen to the dark side. And the dark side is one that gives itself over to anger. It gives itself over to fear, to passion, and it is evil. And Kylo, at one point in the movie, is face to face with his father, who he has some issues with. And he tells his father, I am being torn apart inside by this battle that essentially is the battle between the flesh and the spirit. It can tear a person apart inside. These terms that Paul uses, flesh and spirit, can be a little confusing. A lot of times we'll read this and we'll think of it as just being our body and our soul. Like there's a battle between our body and our soul, but that is not the case. When Paul talks about the flesh, he talks about the whole person. And on the same side, when he talks about the spirit, he also talks about the whole person. What he's talking about is what Luther would call the sinner and the saint. That at all times we are both things. We are always both, simultaneously is the word he would use, sinner and saint. And this battle between flesh and spirit is the battle between the sinner and the saint within the person. The flesh is the dark side of us. It is morally corrupt. It is that part of us which is only and ever inclined toward sin. It is not just our body, it is our whole being. For those who are apart from Christ, those who have no knowledge of the saving work of Jesus for them, they are only and ever flesh. There is no spirit. There is only flesh. And Paul tells us the markings of what the flesh are. In verse 19 of our Galatians passage, Paul tells us, now the works of the flesh, the deeds of the flesh are obvious. And he divides these up into four categories. It might not be clear, but there are four categories. The first three, fornication, impurity, licentiousness, are all sins of the flesh as far as sexual sins. They are things that Paul highlighted because they are things that were apparent in the Greek and Roman culture of the day that people let themselves go. It's often, I think it's also a lot of what America deals with, that people have let themselves go sexually, that there is no boundaries anymore. Paul gives us the first three works of the flesh as being fornication, impurity, and licentiousness. The next category are what you could call sins against God. They are idolatry and sorcery, placing others above God, other things, other people, idolatry. Sorcery here would be works where you are trying to influence the natural world as far as the spiritual aspect of things. An interesting trivial side note on sorcery. The Greek word for sorcery is pharmakeia, which is where we get the word for pharmacy. And so, obviously, if you are a pharmacist, that means you are also a sorceress. Just kidding, you're not. But that's where the word comes from. We'll skip the next category for a second. The last category are what you could call sins of excess. And they are the last two things listed, drunkenness and carousing. And those often go with the sins of sexual nature. Now, those seven items are items that you would find listed in all sorts of Greek literature as being works of the flesh, not just in Christian Greek literature, but Greek literature all over the Greek world. Philosophers would list these things as being bad things. Paul is unique in that he lists eight more things to this list, and he lists them because these are things that the people in Galatia and other churches that Paul was founding were really dealing with. Enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy. These are things that were most likely specific to the church in Galatia. They are social sins. They are the things that disrupt Christian fellowship, that tear down and give a bad name to Christ, that make us ambassadors of Jesus to the world, not very good ambassadors. These are works of the flesh, and we battle against these things. And Paul does not pull punches in what he talks about these works of the flesh. He says, I warn you as I warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. This list of 15 things, it's a hard list to read. Those who do these things, basically, Paul says, you are not a follower of Christ. And to you, then, does not belong the benefits of Jesus. Now, to be sure, we always struggle against the flesh. And we will always have times where we will fall into one of these sins. Paul here is talking about an ongoing, repeated behavior where you dive into these things and you let the darkness overtake you. These are not the mark of a Christian. They are not the mark of a church. And it causes us to look inward a little bit and see what exactly is within ourselves and within our church. Often when we think of the battle of flesh and spirit, the sinner versus the saint, we'll think of it as a battle of equals, like it goes back and forth on a scale, back and forth, like we need to try really hard, or that scale is going to be flipped. Nowhere in Paul's writings in Scripture does it ever talk about the battle between flesh and spirit as being a battle of equals. And this is good news for a bunch of sinners like us. Because it is not a battle of equals, because the flesh is not up to the task of taking on the Spirit. Spirit not as in you, but as the Spirit of God Himself. Because you'll notice in verse 19, what are the works of the flesh? They are the works of the flesh, of the sinner. But there's an opposite list here, because Paul says in verse 22, by contrast, the fruit of the Spirit. It's not the fruit of you. It's the fruit of the Spirit who works in you. And the Spirit is greater than the flesh. And as one who has come to Christ and has been baptized into Him, has been cleansed by His blood, has received the body and blood in bread and wine, and known the forgiveness of God, you have the Spirit of God working in you. And as such, that Spirit produces fruit, and that Spirit is greater than the flesh. Because guess what Paul has told us about the flesh? It has been crucified with Christ. And you fleshy people, you no longer live, but Christ lives in you to do that which you cannot do. And Paul gives us a reminder here of that in verse 24. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. You live by the Spirit, and the Spirit is far more powerful than the flesh at work in you. You have been crucified with Christ. You no longer live. Christ lives in you, and by His Spirit you bear the fruit of who Jesus is. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. They are good things. And against these things, there is no law. There is no condemnation, because they are things of God. You have been crucified. Your flesh has been crucified with Christ. You no longer live, but Christ lives in you. Let us pray. Gracious and most merciful Father, we give you thanks for the victory won through Jesus Christ, a victory won on the cross, and a victory then won in our own bodies. We thank you for the Spirit that lives in us. Lord, help us to listen to the Spirit's call, to know what you desire of us. We thank you for the fruit that you bear in us, and may each day there be more fruit and less work of the flesh. We thank you too, Lord, that when we do stumble, when the flesh does show its rear or its head up again, that we know that we are forgiven, and that daily we are made new and reminded of your promises. Lord, we pray this in your name. Amen.